Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Moms just need to press pause, especially after a year like this one. Enter Press Pause's line of CBD products, created by a mom for moms. Press Pause will help you relax and up your self-care game. From a zen-inducing lavender bath bomb and a comforting CBD bloom tea to a game-changing sleep tincture and luxurious muscle and joint cream to help soothe those aching limbs, Press Pause can help you take a much-needed mom break. Note, CBD products are not suitable for pregnant or breastfeeding moms. Learn more about Press Pause at www.presspauseproject.com/welcome-motherly. That's www.presspauseproject.com/welcome-motherly. And don't forget to use the code MOTHERLYPODCAST to get 20% off your order.
So I am doing something for myself this week that I haven't done in about 4 years. I am going on a momcation, a vacation from motherhood with another mom, a mom friend who also has 4 kids. And we're taking 4 days on a beachside resort just to be alone with a friend and no kids and no husbands, no work, no responsibilities. It has been so long since I have done that. This will be my third mom vacation since becoming a mom 9 years ago. And I really know that I need to do it more often. We all do, especially after a year and a half of having no break from motherhood. We all deserve a real time to rest and reset and laugh with friends and not have someone yelling, "Mom," from across the house. We all deserve that kind of break. The reality is, in America, in 2021, it is incredibly hard to get a break. And probably the primary reason is because we all need a village to do the work of motherhood, but very few of us have villages. Very, very few of us have the support systems in place. The State of Motherhood survey that Motherly recently conducted showed absolutely mothers do not have the critical social support that we need. So I know that it can be hard to find ways to take a break, if not impossible, really. And I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes I find myself saying, well, I don't have the support that I need, so I can't take a break. No one else is around to do this, so I can't rest. That's the track that plays in my mind all too often. And so while it's true that we do not have the support that we need and that needs to change, it's also true that you have the power within you to draw your self boundaries for when you need to rest. Ask your partners and friends and family to show up and be willing to say, I'm going to find a way to do something that is just for me. And my question to every mother who's listening today is, what are you planning? What are you committing to? What are you doing that is just for you? Hey, Mama, welcome to the Motherly Podcast, where we have really honest conversations about modern motherhood. My name is Liz Tennedy. I am the co-founder of Motherly, and I am a mother of 4 myself. All this month, we're focusing on play, whether that means how you're bringing more playfulness and pleasure into your life as a human and a woman and a mother, or how you can bring more play and joy into your kids' lives. And today we're talking to the founder of Press Pause, Dawn Fable, a working mother of three kids who struggled with generalized anxiety disorder and found CBD to be life-changing. And Dawn talks about how she set out to create Press Pause and a whole CBD line of products created for moms by moms. I talked to Dawn about her struggles with anxiety and the reason she started Press Pause. And she shares more about the beautiful mess of her life as a mother, which I totally related to. Dawn also educated us on the science and safety of CBD, which really in the last few years has entered the mainstream. And we have a lot of questions around CBD, motherhood, and all the emerging evidence behind it. Dawn Fable, welcome to the Motherly Podcast.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here. I've been such a huge fan of your content and community.
Thank you. I always love to hear from people who love what we do, and we love what you do. So I'm thrilled to have you on. I like to start by asking our guests to kind of ground us in their own motherhood journey. So I'm curious what you think makes your approach to motherhood unique.
I think, you know, so many of us in motherhood take ourselves too seriously. And I think that there's a tremendous amount of pressure on society. And so we always, in our house, it's sort of our mantra to have a sense of humor and really be able to take ourselves less seriously and laugh. You know, I read something the other day that children laugh something like 900 times a day and adults only laugh 20 to 30. And that was so sad to me. And so I feel like really embracing that sense of humor and laughter in your home with your kids allows a really, really healthy home.
I love that. Our son was up reading last night. I don't know what he was reading. And it was late, but we heard just like these giggles. Actually, they started as giggles. And then he was hysterical reading a book. And I couldn't help but laugh hearing him just be full of laughter. And you're right, our kids, it comes naturally to them, but not so much to us.
So much so. And there's such a beauty in a children's laughter, right? Or vulnerability or just innocence.
Oh, totally. Okay, so I have seen you describe your life as a beautiful mess. And it's such a great term. And I think so many of us relate to that. But I know that in the time before you started Press Pause, it felt more like mess than beautiful. And you said you were drowning in your beautiful mess. You've also spoken openly about your longtime struggle with generalized anxiety disorder. So, you know, for many women, motherhood really exacerbates some of our underlying states of mental health. So tell me about that mental health part for you. And then when that beautiful mess became just too overwhelming for you to handle.
You know, like so many women, we all struggle with some sort of anxiety at some point in our lives, particularly when we become moms and your sense of responsibility is just overwhelming. And then, of course, you have complemented with hormones that are just all over the place. So I struggled with generalized anxiety disorder for as long as I can remember. And of course, like so many of us, turned to traditional medication and was really disenchanted with the side effects of it, particularly as I got older. And I was introduced to CBD, and it really made a profound difference in my anxiety levels. And really what I noticed most about CBD and where I felt it was a tremendous calling for me to share with other women was it allowed me to be present in those moments that otherwise we might have, you know, freaked out or lost our minds. And incorporating CBD into my daily life just allowed me to sort of let go of some of those disastrous moments and let things roll off my shoulders a little bit more. And I found it to be more grounding. As we go through the stages of motherhood, there's such different journeys and different chapters, and things become very overwhelming. And as we evolve as women in our life cycles, you know, our bodies are changing, our hormones are changing, and we're taking on more and more responsibility. And so I just found CBD to really, really take the edge off And again, going back to that beautiful disaster, you're present in those moments.
I think the way that you described the responsibility of motherhood, I mean, we are always responsible, but I remember the first time I had a child, that overwhelming responsibility was like debilitating. It was terrifying. I just remember the first 6 months being afraid to leave the apartment, which is not who I am, but it was who I was in that season of life. Do you remember a time when the weight of it was just overwhelming for you?
I think there were so many moments. You know, when I had my third child, my baby girl, I felt like I had missed out on so much of motherhood with my first two, right? With your first, you're so freaked out. You have no idea what you're doing. Then your second comes into the mix and you're concerned about your first and how he or she is going to adapt to having a baby brother or sister. And then, of course, there's the third, which is a complete disaster. And I can remember one night I was rocking my daughter and my thoughts were just really spiraling wildly out of control in terms of what I needed to accomplish that evening or the next day or with preschool or all of those things. And it just wasn't allowing me to really take in sort of the different stages that each of my children had, you know, whether it's the baby stage or the toddler stage. And so I can recall really saying, you know, hey, listen, I need to stop. I need to get my thoughts under control, my anxiety under control, and really be able to enjoy this time in having my baby because I knew it was my last. And I think it's just those moments where, you know, they're so simple, right? You're sitting there rocking your child or putting them to bed. And all of a sudden, it's just like this overwhelming cloud of emotion fills you that, gosh, they're growing up so fast. I really need to suck in every moment of this.
Okay, relate on every level to that. And a little bit, I want to talk about grounding and how you found that grounding in motherhood. But I want to help our listeners understand how you went from beautiful mess motherhood, overwhelmed by motherhood, to successful entrepreneur and even coming up with the idea for your business. Like, what was that process like for you?
I feel like the universe works in really mysterious ways. And sometimes you just have a larger calling. And I discovered CBD and Press Pause very accidentally. And as I shared with you, I started incorporating CBD into my daily life and felt like it made a really profound difference on my anxiety levels. And so naturally, as a woman and one who has many friends who are going through the same journey, I started to just sort of shout from the rooftops to other women who I knew were experiencing similar struggles that they should try CBD and start to incorporate it into their lives. And so at the time, when this was 3 years ago, and CBD is a very unregulated industry, and you don't know as a mother what companies you can trust. I mean, goodness, we're seeing CBD being sold at gas stations these days. So after sharing my experience with CBD, you know, many, many women really encouraged me. Gosh, Dawn, you know, you have such a compelling story to tell. It's so relatable for what women and what moms are going through. You should really start a company, you know, and be very mindful of quality ingredients. So it wasn't until one evening that I had gotten together with several girlfriends, very similar to a book club, one of my girlfriends had suggested that we do a one little word club. And as you know, so many of these book clubs are really just an opportunity to escape our husbands and our kids and complain about life. But it was so interesting because as part of this one little word club, we were to each bring a word that really resonated to our life. And the goal was for our girlfriends to hold us accountable for this word. And so it was so interesting because as we went around the room, it was fascinating because all of us really present ourselves on a day-to-day life like we have our act together, right? Perfect marriages and perfect children and perfect lives and perfect homes. And it was so crazy because as we went around that room that night, as these women shared their words, I recognized that each one of us were really struggling with something, whether it was aging parents or challenges with our children or climbing the corporate ladder or keeping up with the Joneses and the social media pressure. And for one girlfriend, she said that her word was pause. And she said, I just wish I could tattoo the pause button on my wrist. And so when things start spinning wildly out of control, it can be a reminder for me that I need to take a moment. I need to prioritize self-care. And I press pause. And it became so abundantly clear to me at that very moment that there was something on to Press Pause Project, which is ultimately a CBD line for women. But I wanted to use it more as a platform or forum to share my very real and raw struggles with anxiety and normalize it. Stop the shame and whispering around anxiety and give women an outlet or a community to share very similar type struggles. So that is how Press Pause evolved.
I feel like when I hear the words press pause in the context of motherhood, it makes me feel like I can breathe again. Like that is how I feel, like I can breathe. Why is it so hard for mothers to do this, to be present in our own lives, to put ourselves on the to-do list? Why is that, which sounds so basic, why is that so challenging for our generation of mothers?
Well, first of all, I think that we as women put so much of that pressure on ourselves, right? And then, of course, there's all the pressure that comes from society. And of course, social media has brought up an entirely new platform where you have expectations to achieve something, right? And I think as women, naturally and innately, so often we do it all. And we do it all with such grace. But what I don't think people understand is we are all silently struggling on the inside, whether it's when you're going to bed at night, you know, being your own worst critic, or going through different challenges or struggling with mental health, anxiety, depression, you know, lack of sleep, tension. We're expected to be these superheroes. And I think the pandemic has brought out certainly the best in people, where people are more vulnerable to speak about mental health and what they may or may not be struggling with. And I think that women in general, you know, unlike generations of us, women are being really supportive of one another. And it's a very cool movement to see. But I think that so much of that pressure is ones that we put on ourselves. Mm. And if we don't prioritize self-care for ourselves, then our families struggle. And so that's really what our mantra and messaging has been, is to give women permission to press pause and have those moments and emphasize self-care as to whatever that means for you.
I have my giant cup of tea right here, and it is one way that I feel grounded. And for people who may not know what that really means, can you help describe for you, what does it feel like to feel deeply grounded, and how is that different than the sort of spiral of overwhelm?
You know, it's funny. People always ask me, what was the exact moment that you knew that CBD was working for you? And it's so clear in my mind, because I can remember, this was 3 years ago, I was hosting a Thanksgiving dinner at my house, and we had 18 or 20 guests coming. And prior to my love affair with CBD, I would have been an absolute basket case. I would have been running around the house, yelling at everyone, making sure that all of the place settings were perfect. I would have been a total stress case. And it was so funny, because it was that particular Thanksgiving that I served our dessert on paper plates from the 4th of July. And I could have cared less. And it was so funny, because I was like, you know, it's these little things that we get so wrapped up in. And, you know, all of a sudden you're in this downward spiral. And what that allowed for me is to just sort of, it's so overused, but don't sweat the small stuff. And just having that more sort of grounded approach allowed me to really roll the little things off of my shoulders.
I know a big part of your mission is to actually educate about CBD. So perhaps for our listeners who, like, okay, they've heard about it, but they actually don't know what it is and how it differs from something like marijuana and those kinds of questions, can you help explain the basics in laywoman's terms to our listeners about what is CBD and what is the evidence about its efficacy, but also how it works?
That's a great question, because I think that there's so much confusion and there's such a stigma out there in differentiating CBD and cannabis. So CBD is an active chemical compound in the cannabis plant. However, unlike cannabis, CBD does not have the psychoactive properties. So you will not get high, which I think is the largest misconception or perhaps larger issue, especially with us as moms. We want to make sure that we're functioning and we can drive our kids to soccer practice. So that's first, is there are no psychoactive effects and you will not get high. I'm certainly not a doctor, but research has shown, and it's been really interesting because this has all come out just in the past 10 years. And it's very cool to see the space evolving because there's more and more studies and sort of the traditional medical route that are really seeing huge benefits to CBD with so many things. But from a scientific perspective, we all have something called an endocannabinoid system, which is very similar to that of an immune system. And when you take CBD in your body, that endocannabinoid system has two receptors, one called the CB1 receptor and one called the CB2 receptor. And when you take CBD, essentially what happens is it puts that endocannabinoid system in homeostasis or balanced. And so when that system is balanced, very much like an immune system, it stops your neurotransmitters from firing so crazy, which obviously contributes to anxiety. It helps inflammation tremendously, which is why so many people with autoimmune have amazing stories with CBD. It helps your pain signals from not firing so crazy, which is why people use it for chronic pain and our aging parents who are using it for arthritis. So it sort of helps just your body in general balance out and experience those long-term benefits. But similar to that of a vitamin or supplement, CBD is something that needs to be taken consistently in order for that to happen. So there's a lot of people who will try it, you know, one time or two times and say, gosh, this doesn't work for me. And it is so important to do it consistently.
You just explained that so well. Like, I now definitely can understand the process of how it's working. You mentioned how over the course of the last decade, you know, it's gone from something that is not mainstream and not a ton was known about it from a medical research perspective. And that has really changed. I was doing a lot of my own research in advance of our conversation. And it was amazing just to see how many new studies are coming out and all the ways that it's being used. But I guess what I find fascinating too, CBD, but also Press Pause and the work that you're doing kind of harkens back to this idea of women providing these traditional medicines to one another and kind of using what's in nature in ways that it's in our ancestry to know the plants and to use them for our benefit, even when, you know, we might not have a peer-reviewed medical study quite yet. There's a wisdom and knowledge that has gotten passed along about the power of plants.
Totally. And it's so crazy because I think in the medical industry today, doctors are so quick to just prescribe, right? Not necessarily get to the root of the issue. And as my good friends over at Poplar, that's actually an e-commerce platform for CBD companies, say, is they refer to CBD and cannabis as sort of the modern pharmacy. And I think as women, we're so mindful in what we're putting into our bodies. You know, if you look at it from a clean beauty aspect or even a non-GMO with our food, that's where I think that women have to be so careful and certainly do their research amongst the CBD products that they're considering. And look at things like, are they using organic farming practices with the hemp that they're using? You know, is it non-GMO? Are there natural ingredients? Because we can do ourselves a disservice when we're gravitating towards these natural remedies, yet there's pesticides and all that other junk in these products. Mm-hmm. So I always, always encourage women to, very much like choosing a clean beauty product or choosing what food brands are going to use, do your research, because there's so much out there. And unfortunately, CBD is still a very non-regulated space. Yeah. And so you really don't know what you're getting. I mean, I was at DSW the other day and I saw CBD at a shoe store. I was like, this is crazy. And it's coming in so many different forms and fashions and beverages and topicals and tinctures.
You mentioned how over 10 years, the sort of culture and mainstreaming of CBD has changed. But over these 10 years, I have basically been pregnant or breastfeeding for 10 years, maybe had a few months in there. So it's not for pregnant or breastfeeding moms. Is that accurate?
Yeah. And bless you, first of all, for being pregnant for that long. I sort of
tired.
Feel your pain having a, gosh, mine are 9, 7, and 5. So I felt like I was pregnant or breastfeeding forever. But yeah, that topic is still very much of a gray area. I think from a general consensus, there's not enough study or research that's been done on the safety in women who are pregnant or breastfeeding. So again, we don't want to position ourselves as physicians, but I think the general consensus would be to sort of steer clear of it when you are pregnant or breastfeeding, or certainly speak to your physician. I think that if there is a product that pregnant or breastfeeding women would be more likely to use, it would perhaps be a CBD topical, just that provides so much relief.
Can you talk a bit about CBD safety? You've brought up how unregulated the industry is and that it's just everywhere. So what should we be looking for to stay safe and reassured when we're buying CBD products?
Again, as women, as we do our research on most everything that we put into our bodies, do your research. And most importantly, make sure that the CBD product that you're using has a third-party lab testing. And all of those results should be shown on their website. And what that allows us as a consumer to do is make sure that the ingredients are accurate, to make sure that there's no heavy metals or toxins, to make sure that what we're putting into our body is safe. So always check your COAs on websites or ask CBD companies if, in fact, they provide third-party lab testing. Then I think you really want to take a look at the ingredients. Again, you could be experiencing amazing benefits of CBD, but then be complementing it with ingredients that are not good for you. So make sure that the products that you're using are natural ingredients, they're non-GMO, they're being produced in a manufacturing facility that is very stringent on their processes. And, you know, CBD has become such a big thing these days. It's sort of a buzzword and has tended to be a little bit trendy. Ask for girlfriends, because more often than not, someone will have had an experience with CBD, and there's nothing better than a personal referral. And make sure and do your due diligence on websites or the products that are out there. There's so many variables with CBD, and each person is so very different. So it's important to understand that in terms of dosage or what products you use. So there's a fair amount of research that needs to be done on the consumer's end.
So for those who are interested, there's so many different teas and beer and all different ways to use CBD. Is there like a 101 version of what you recommend for people to begin to experience it?
So anyone who's nervous about getting into CBD, a topical is always a great start to provide relief from tension headaches or sore muscles or just from the stresses of motherhood. Again, our products were formulated specifically for mothers and women in mind. So we've been very mindful of some of the nerves that come along with trying CBD for the first time. But if you can take a CBD tincture product, that allows you to really dose up or down and find the right fit for you. So if you just are a little bit nervous and order a tincture, it allows you to take one or two drops and just feel comfortable and see how your body is doing with it. And then you can always dose yourself up or always dose yourself down. So I always recommend a tincture because it allows you to find the right fit for your body.
And do you put that under your tongue? How do women typically consume it?
So typically women will put it just under their tongue a couple times a day. So I always put it by my toothbrush and I'll do a couple drops, you know, in the morning and a couple drops in the evening. Obviously our sleep tincture, which is filled with CBD melatonin and then CBN. Of course, you want to take a couple drops before you go to sleep at night to help you really fall asleep, but most importantly, stay asleep. I know so many of us don't have issues falling asleep. It's waking up in the middle of the night and like scrolling your Instagram for 3 hours.
So you've been this innovator in the CBD space. I really wonder about what your self-care rituals look like throughout the day, because I feel like you've got to have figured out some other secrets that we can all use. Are there other small ways that you do that thing where you press pause that you build into your everyday life?
Oh gosh, thank you. Some days I don't feel so resilient and so grounded. I'm a big fan of baths. Just for me, and really, I don't even know if it's the bath itself. I think it's just being able to lock the door and like have 5 minutes away from my kids or husband or just life in general. Most recently, I've gotten into a lot of these meditation or mindful apps, trying to just have a couple minutes. And then, as I said before, laughter. Laughter is the best medicine in the world. And if you can just find a couple more times to laugh every day, or take yourself less seriously, you know, sort of be young at heart. Those are really important things for me.
Well, Dawn, at Motherly, we believe that motherhood brings out our superpowers. And I'm curious, what do you think is your superpower?
My superpower would have to be a sense of humor, or just not taking myself too seriously, because it allows other people to feel more vulnerable when they're with me, that they're not being judged. And I think that life is so very short. And if we can't find a way to laugh at ourselves and the struggles and beautiful disasters, then we're going to spend an awful lot of time being stressed out and unhappy.
So Dawn Fable, thank you so much for joining us on the Motherly Podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you, Liz.
Do you know where Mom is going right now?
On vacation.
With who?
Her friend.
What do you think moms do on vacation?
Get food.
Get food? What else?
Swim.
Mmm.
Go to the beach. Surf. Relax.
Do you think moms need a break from being a mom?
Yeah. And technically, when they go on vacation in the West, technically they're stopping being mom and like starting to just chill out and relax and rest.
So I'm about to leave on my vacation. Do you have any advice?
Only have fun with your friends.
Thank you. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Dawn, thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening. We have another amazing guest coming your way next week. So as always, we would love it if you spread the word about the Motherly Podcast. So if you can, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It'll take about 30 seconds. You can do it right on your phone, and it really helps other listeners discover our show. The Motherly Podcast is produced by Jennifer Bassett with audio engineering from Seaplane Armada. Our music is from the Blue Dot Sessions, and I am your host, Liz Tennedy. Thank you so much for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.